This is Terrio Media.
Don't wait for appreciation to buy real estate. Buy for cash flow and wait. In other words,
hold that house!
Your hosts, Matt Andrews and Matt Terrio.
Hey there, flipping houses can make you rich, holding them will make you wealthy, however. This is the Hold That House show. I am Matt Terrio, and over there is Matt Andrews.
Apes.
And before we begin, we've got a free gift for you. Go to holdthathouse.com and download the 4-hour work month. I think like we're up to 10,000 downloads already. It's incredible. The 10 commandments to managing property managers, the key ingredient to financial independence through real estate that they're not telling you about. I love that book title.
Awesome.
The secrets they're not telling you about.
That's right. Right? They're hiding it from you.
And
I want to say thanks to you guys too, for everybody for listening. I mean, that is awesome to have that many downloads, and we get messages from you, and let us know what you guys want us to cover. You know, write us.
Absolutely.
You know, send us an email, visit the site and let us know what you guys want to hear about, because this podcast is for you. It's for us. It's for those of us that know that we're holding properties, building wealth, and let's do it together. So tell us what you want to know.
I love it. So go to holdthathouse.com and get your 4-hour work month for free.
That's right. If you want to know how to shave your head really well, you get two bald mats. Fresh shave this morning. I'm really sleek. So, I mean, we can help with that. But probably don't want to help on any other grooming kind of tips or anything. But besides that, we're good to go.
Yeah, coming to you again from Tampa Bay, Florida. Another week here. And hopefully Mr. Soundman is doing a good job making the sound good, because we are working with a mobile setup. But I think as long as everything's clear, everything's good.
Cool.
Right?
All right.
Cool. So today we're talking about alternate roads to wealth. And as you were just mentioning, we do this podcast for them. Being a professional podcaster is not one of those alternate roads. No.
That's it. We can both attest to that, right?
We can attest to that. So number one road to wealth, and that's why we've created this show, is real estate. It has produced more millionaires and billionaires than any other industry, any other venture, hands down. And I would have to say it is probably the final frontier where the average person has a legitimate shot at creating wealth.
Absolutely. And like in the last episode, we talked about leverage, just the fact and how you can use leverage in your real estate business alone. Just that one factor trumps almost every other thing that we're going to talk about today on this podcast. Yeah.
Yeah. You know what we didn't talk about when we were talking about leverage is, by the ability to leverage all that, it just collapses the time frames.
Right.
I mean, you can still accomplish everything inside of real estate and have a lot of great benefits from real estate without leverage.
Sure.
But boy, you can cut your time down in a fraction of the time.
It's all about cutting down the curve, right? And we talked about leveraging people too in that last episode. And leveraging people allows you to cut the curve down, cut the learning curve down. This real estate allows you to cut the wealth curve down, basically. Ooh, I like that.
I like it.
That sounded pretty good. Cut down the wealth curve.
Trademark.
Yeah. Boom. Done. Cool.
When we talked about leveraging people, I don't know if that sounded, if that was the first time anyone heard that before, if that sounds a little bit manipulative or
leveraging contacts. And yeah.
I just want everyone to know that I rent my personal residence, my primary residence. So I am being leveraged as well, and I'm well aware of it, and I'm perfectly okay with it.
There you go.
Right.
We all leverage, and we are leveraged ourselves.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
And I know that, you know, I pay my rent every month and it's making someone else.
It wasn't indentured servitude you were referring to when you talked about leverage.
No, exactly.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. That was about quite a while.
All right.
Ago.
Did we get nasty emails on that?
I thought about it when we said it. I was like, whatever. This world has too much political correctness in it already anyway.
That's right. I take that back. I take that apology back.
I take it back.
Yeah, there you go. All right.
Leverage the people. All right. So second would be definitely business ownership.
Yeah.
Right? Entrepreneurs. We talked about that a little bit last week.
Absolutely. And that's what real estate is in so many forms, is a small business, right? That you're operating. Almost every rental property is kind of a microcosm of a business. So the concepts are the same, but sure, there's a lot you can do out there in buying functional cash flow businesses. I mean, I think about a lot of my friends that own dry cleaning businesses and just little, you know, consolidated businesses like that have a pretty fixed return. That's about as close to rental properties as you can get, because the numbers are pretty standard, but you can't leverage it like you can, again, real estate. But business provides, you know, business ownership provides all kinds of opportunities. What are some other ones? I mean, let's just list off
I've always wanted a laundromat.
Laundromat, that's cool. One. Car wash.
I've always wanted the car wash.
Yep.
I got to get one of each.
Yep.
For sure. Those are your automated businesses. Certainly the internet boasts a whole world of opportunities on creating an automated business. I mean, gosh, you look at something like an Amazon, what a machine they've built.
Sure.
That, just, you know, spits out transactions 24/7.
Down to small internet businesses that are real niche businesses. Mm-hmm. You know, I know, I mean, my wife follows some, female centric blogs and like mommy blogs and stuff. I mean, there are some women out there that are running some amazingly successful businesses out of their kitchen. Mm-hmm. Blogging. Now, for every one of them, there's a million that aren't, but that's a valid model now.
Absolutely.
And I see it because we spend some money on some of that stuff. You know?
Yes. We've been trying to get that to a point where it makes more than the real estate, but
right,
we haven't quite figured that out yet.
We haven't gotten there yet.
Thanks for sitting tight while we pay our light bill. We'll be back right after this.
Do you have doubts about your current plan for retirement actually panning out? Imagine revolutionizing your retirement plan so that it pays you right now and in retirement. Change one thing one time and that revolution can be yours.
That's bad news for Wall Street.
But great news for you. We're Turnkey Allies, and we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how one simple tweak can cause your retirement plan to pay you right now and in retirement, and it's yours for free. For the secret your financial planner doesn't want you to know, go to TurnkeyAllies.com. That's TurnkeyAllies.com.
Contrary to popular belief, there's a lot more money in real estate than there is teaching it.
You know, a lot of my friends own storage units too. That's about as close to rental real estate as you can get,
right?
You know, because that involves actually many times owning some of that land, but certainly owning the assets there and then renting out parcels of that, you know. So that's a cool little business
too. I have a couple friends that are into storage units, or they tried to get into them, and it looks very easy. Like, they all look very easy.
Yeah.
Simple. Oh, you just buy it and you rent it out and you collect the rent. And there's such some major companies out there trying to create their racing to the monopoly.
Yeah. No, it's a highly competitive business.
Guy.
Yeah. Cause I looked at some of that early on in my real estate career, just, you know, when I was looking at some commercial properties, and I could never get anything near where I would need for me to justify going into it, you know. So it's very, very competitive, but you get them at the right price, they can be like rental properties for sure.
Right. So you can buy the business, or you can start the business, or you can invest into a business.
Right.
And typically that comes in the form of the stock market. It would be your stocks or multiple businesses at once with a mutual fund type thing.
Yep.
I wouldn't say lightning does strike in the stock market. And if you really know what you're doing, I guess that goes for all of them. If you really know what you're doing, you have a shot.
And at certain times in history, we've seen even when people didn't know what they were doing.
Yeah.
They still did well, and then usually ends. Kind of like in real estate.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, I just saw
you can only sustain, you know, stupidity and bad decisions for so long, and then the market will correct you, you know?
Yes.
So, yeah.
It will correct you.
That's right.
It won't correct itself.
You will be corrected.
Yes. You know, and there's so much part of that, that so much that goes on behind the scenes, and there's so much that you just can't control.
True.
It's really a strategy of hope, in my opinion. You know, hoping you're riding, you've backed the right horse. You know, I just saw, I did not read the article, I just saw the headline, but something about Mark Cuban had said the biggest insider trading scandal is about to be exposed or something like that. And it just seems like every time somebody gets caught, it's bigger, twice as big as the one that they were just previously caught.
Sure.
And so that just makes me a little bit nervous about that whole thing. Like, you know, if you're inside that game and you understand how it works, boy, you can make more money than anybody.
Right.
But if you don't, I think you're just part of the vehicle that's making that. That's my thought.
No, absolutely. And, you know, like you said, lightning can strike. And I've got, you know, kind of a funny story. Like, I think I was 12 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And my grandmother, who was a pretty savvy woman with her money, didn't have much money, but she liked to think of herself as a stock person, you know, and so she would make small little buys at Dean Witter, you know, she'd go to Sears.
Right.
There was a Dean Witter office back then in Sears. I mean, this is how long ago we're talking right now. No E-Trade, nothing like that. And she told me, you know, she'd give me some money when I was born, and it had basically grown to $1,000. So she put in a couple hundred dollars or $300 or $400, whatever it was. It had grown to $1,000. And she said, I recommend you take this and put this in this new company I just heard about. It's called Blockbuster Video. And I think I was 12. I might have been even younger. I'd have to think back exactly, but I was young, too young to know about stock tips and stuff. And I invested that $1,000 in it at 15% is what it was. It went up to, or their shares were at 15 then. It went up to 45%. It tripled in 4 months.
45% or $45?
I'm sorry. It went to $45 per share.
Got it.
Yeah. So it tripled. It tripled. Right. In 4 months or whatever it was. That's when Blockbuster first came out, when there was one on every corner.
Right.
So I thought, wow, this is cool. This is how the stock market works.
It's easy.
You put $1,000 in and you get three back in like 3 or 4 months. Cool. You know, and, I'm 38 now. Uh-huh. And I have yet to have ever made any other money in the stock market. So that, there's the lesson right there, right? Got you know, it. When I didn't know what I was doing, I made a little bit of money one time. But since then, so if you're waiting for that, it's not happening. Mm-hmm. The day traders a few years back that all quit their jobs. I remember my lawn guy, mm-hmm. the guy that mowed my lawn, quit because he became a day trader for about 3 months. And then he started mowing my lawn again, you know, so those kinds of things, a lot of it just ends up being pipe dreams, and you can, educated people can do really well there, but man, that's a tough business. You know, really making wealth, creating wealth. Mm-hmm. Now, just, you know, hedging against inflation, if that's all you're trying to do, maybe you can do that, but really building wealth there, oof, in stocks, that's a tough game.
Right.
Really tough.
You made me think about the, every time I go to Vegas,
yeah,
I have my biggest winning between the check-in counter and the elevator.
Mm-hmm.
Like they that's get it. You, and then I can't wait to drop off my luggage and get back downstairs.
You get the first
and
one, yeah.
It's downhill from
that's
there.
That's so true. Yeah, I don't know if Vegas is on this list of
no, it's not.
Options.
No, it's not.
Some people seem to think it is.
Yeah, right.
Some people actually, you know, you'd think they did.
So licensing is another one. So intellectual property. So it could be software. It could be you wrote a book, you wrote a screenplay, you wrote a hit song. What else can intellectual property wise?
Yeah.
Patent, right?
Yep.
An idea.
Yep. An idea. I mean, you know, you guys have watched Shark Tank and some of those shows like that. There's one I saw the other day called Everyday Edisons or something. Just people trying to invent something and tough business and one out of a million probably really do a giant business and sell on QVC or whatever it is. But if you invent something and solve a problem, that's a great business.
Yep.
You know, that's not my thing. I don't have ideas that, you know, I wouldn't have come up with the Flowbee or, you know, whatever else, you know, or mm-hmm. what's been the biggest thing lately? The Slap Chop?
Well, you know, the two that I would have totally whiffed on, like if it was proposed to me right now for day one, Starbucks, I would have never gotten that one.
Yeah, true.
I did not see that coming.
Yep.
I mean, we just did a Disney World yesterday and they had a giant mega Starbucks on each side of the Disney Walk.
Yep.
I was like, there was just one 100 yards ago that way, and both of them had lines wrapped around. I was just like, so I'd have totally missed that.
Yeah.
And then the guy that did the sign twirling for real estate, I would have totally missed that
no,
one.
No, absolutely.
That guy got in, patented that idea, and cashed out millions and millions. I was like, huh?
Would have never thought about it. An innovation in the sandwich board, essentially, was
right.
what he made. Spin it.
Yeah.
You know.
Yep.
Just had the idea. Yeah, it's amazing.
Amazing. So that's another option. Then we've got, you can become a celebrity. Yep. You can be a professional athlete.
There you go.
And you can win the lottery.
There you go.
We could put Las Vegas in here. We do
Vegas,
have a place for Vegas.
Vegas would fit in that category for sure.
It happens.
Yeah.
But you got to be in it to win it. And you got to be 6'6" at least. Right?
Yep, exactly.
And 19 years old. But then, you know, it all just comes back down to a lot of those are viable ways. A lot of people have made their wealth that way. It's definitely possible. But when it comes down to it, if you want to play the odds, where's your best chance? Where do you have all the tools and resources? You don't have to have any sort of degree. You don't have to be any sort of rocket scientist. Really just know your basic mathematics, your addition, subtraction, and your multiplication, division. If you got those four things, algebra is not even required, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And, you understand the concept of supply and demand.
Yeah.
Real estate is really where it's at. That's why 74% of our wealthiest 1%, say that again, 74%, and I did not make these statistics up on the
spot.
These
are real ones.
These are Department of Health and Human Services. 74% of the wealthiest 1% made their money or preserved their money in real estate.
Awesome. Awesome. And the good thing is, guys, real estate, you know, if you want to invest in these other things, that's great. Real estate will give you the ability to do that. Build the wealth with real estate and then, you know, sustain the wealth and use that wealth to diversify into these other things that we
Absolutely.
Talked about. You know, Matt and I both own other businesses that aren't even real estate related, right?
Mm-hmm.
Would we own those businesses if it wasn't for real estate though?
No, I wouldn't have had the money to put into it.
Wouldn't have had the money to put into it. Wouldn't have had the luxury of the time to research it.
Right.
You know, it wouldn't have been an option, right? So real estate's a vehicle. You know,
right.
And that's, I know Matt and I look at it that way. And I know you guys do too. Those of you who are buying and holding properties and building wealth, it's a vehicle. And it's not a vehicle necessarily to a number. It's a vehicle to what it is that you want. Mm-hmm. And I know we're going to talk about that in some of the other podcasts too, what you really want and what's the reward, what's the why. But that's really what real estate is a vehicle to those things. And it's the best one we know.
Getting wealth, there's no wealth in protein powder either.
No, you figure that out. Yeah.
That's my other business.
Yeah.
You know,
there's no, hey, there's
at least
no,
not yet.
There's no wealth in buying and selling rare LPs either, just so you know. What you do is you end up collecting a lot of LPs. That's what happens there. I did that a few years back.
I love it. All righty. Well, that's it for today. Flipping houses can make you rich. Holding them will make you wealthy. We'll be back next week. Until then, remember, don't wait to buy real estate. Buy real estate and wait.
Hold that house!
Contrary to popular belief, a lack of funding is not the biggest barrier to starting a business. It's excuses. But don't let a lack of funding be your excuse. We are Epic Fast Funding, and we'd like to fund your business with up to $150,000 in revolving credit lines. If you've got 60 seconds and a solid credit score, you could have access to your funds in as little as 7 days. Go to epicfastfunding.com to fill out our 60-second application. It's fast, it's simple, up to $150,000 in as little as 7 days. Go to epicfastfunding.com.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.